I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Left open-ended. I mean, that's basically what we're trying to – was it open-ended? That's what we're trying to get to. Anyway, we will come back. Kevin Johns, the OC over there at the University of Memphis, is going to join us when we come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply, national contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, Halloween words today. The word this hour is zombie. Z-O-M-B-I-E. You can text the word zombie to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Okay, so if you want a chance to win a grand, grab your cell phone and dial up the number 72881 and text the word zombie, Z-O-M-B-I-E. 72881. Zombie is the code word this hour. Text zombie, Z-O-M-B-I-E, to 72881. Good luck. Next code word coming up at 1 p.m.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
It all starts with just one thing. When you're buying sports equipment for your kids this fall, be sure and look at secondhand equipment first. Also, you can sell or donate that same equipment at the end of the season. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit CarShield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group. It's where you need to go. The team you need to go with if you are looking to buy or sell a home here in Memphis. They are the best team in Memphis. Just ask Lewis. Just ask our man KT. Just ask Jason. The testimonials and the success stories are truly countless with the Live Love Memphis Group.
Countless, and we're certainly all appreciative. I know I can say that personally. They took a home that I thought they'd never be able to sell. I said, you know what, Jason, you're wasting their time. Thing was, I wasn't, though. Jennifer Carstensen and her team, you're never wasting their time because they're going to get that home sold for you. 685-6000 is the number to call. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. Mine was a 6 day. Just took 6 days. For some, including Lewis, it's been even a shorter time than that. The point is you're going to get that home sold, and you're going to get it sold quickly. Again, 685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. If you've got a home that's been on the market for weeks or, God forbid, for months, you're with the wrong team, get with the right one. It's the Live Love Memphis team. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Awesome, awesome week here in Memphis as the game day stage is being set up as we speak, Jason. It looks really, really good down there on Beale Street. All right, listen, let's talk some Tigers. Let's do it.
Anytime Jason and John talk Tigers on 92.9, it's presented by Papa John's Pizza and South of Beale.
Kevin Johns is the offensive coordinator over at the University of Memphis, and he joins us now. Coach, how are you? Big week.
Yes, sir. Been a big week. Been an exciting week. Our kids have been doing great and a lot of energy, and we're looking forward to the game.
From the coaching side of it, how do you approach the week? Obviously, I know the idea is every week is sort of the same week, but there's a different feeling in the air anytime this is going to be a primetime game on ABC. Game day is here. So how do you approach this game week?
Well, you know what? It is different in just that there's more attention, there's more hype. But to us, honestly, it's been just business as normal. We've kept the same exact schedule that we always do. We watch just as much film as we always do, you know. We just try to play to our strengths and game plan our attack against SMU just to put our guys in the best position to be successful. But at the end of the day, really, we haven't done anything out of the ordinary than our normal preparation.
Coach, I'm just curious, how much more comfortable are you when you're sitting up there, right, knowing these guys, you're in here in your first season, now that you're through it, right, you've seen what guys can do in situations, you've seen that, you know what they're capable of more so. How much more comfortable just from when you go from beginning of the season, first game, to now?
Yeah, I think it's been a huge growth on my end, really. And like you mentioned with the players, has been good. But really just learning how Coach Norvell operates and what he's like on game day and really – half of my job is trying to figure out how his mind works on game day and when he needs some input from me and how we can work together in the best way. And I think that we've really grown a lot together, to be honest with you, over the last couple months. And then from a coaching standpoint, it's been great to work with Brady White and just learn through his ups and downs how his demeanor, right, and how I can help him stay level and keep his game at a high level as best we can.
You know, the narrative has been, at least with us, silly media types, that y'all have made it look easy, right? That Patrick Taylor's out. That's a 1,000-yard rush from last year. And, look, they just plug a guy in and they can keep going. Has it – you know, we say that it's looked easy. Has it been as easy? I can't imagine it has behind the scenes.
Not at all. No, trust me. We're extremely – we're stressed out every single week, right? It doesn't matter who we play or what we're going on as coaches. You know, we worry about everything because you just never know what's going to happen on game day. But, you know, thankfully, Kenny Gainwell has played at an extremely high level this season, and rightfully so. He's a great player with tons of ability. But it's been great that he's been able to step in for Patrick Taylor. But to say that anything's been easy, I don't know that any coach would ever say really any game ever is easy.
You bring up Brady White, and we've heard coaches say it, especially as it sort of relates to this week. His response has been, listen, I get it, it's great, I'm excited about it, but, you know, I'm focused on practice, and I'm not really necessarily paying attention to the outside stuff and to the presentation, the production of it all. How much as a coach do you appreciate your quarterback sort of taking that view in such a big week like this?
Yeah, no, I can't put a price tag on that, to be honest with you. And I'll tell everyone this. When we started our meetings, our quarterbacks come up on Monday just to get a feel Monday evening for the game plan of what we're going to practice on Tuesday. And so he spent some time by himself Monday just kind of studying what we're going to do, the plan of attack. And then he came in Tuesday morning for practice, and he was on point. You know what I mean? In meetings, he was great. At practice, he was great. So you know, for these guys, it is, and especially for Brady. I know he's trying to prepare like normal, but listen, they understand what's at stake as well, and they know it's a big stage, and they certainly want to play well.
Right, how much does Patrick Nelson jump off when you're watching him? This sort of, he does a lot of things, right? Last year, I think they played him at some safety. They've moved him up to linebacker. He moves all. He's second in the country in sacks. When you're watching them, how much does he jump off the film at you?
No, he certainly does. And I tell you why, just because of speed and explosiveness, that he just plays at a different gear. And to be honest with you, when you really notice it is when he decides to trigger, how quickly he can accelerate and show up at the ball. So, you know, again, he certainly has our attention. I think he's a phenomenal player. And just like Kenny Gainwell, you know, he's a kid that has the athletic ability. And now this year, his speed, explosion, and strength, everything has caught up. And now he's showing up in a big-time way.
What's the key? I think you're third in the AAC in sacks allowed and fewest sacks allowed. It's just 12. What's the key to that, Coach, when you've got, you know, a new-look line? Is it just getting games under your belt and the continuity? I imagine that's a number you all are proud of.
It is. No, and I think, you know, it's continuity is a good way to put it, but we try not to really put our guys in a bad situation as often as we can, if that makes sense. So we don't want to drop back and throw the ball 60 times a game. That's not our strength. That's not who we are. So as many times as we can limit putting those guys in one-on-one pass rushing situations, we want to try to do that. Now you get in a third and long, and sometimes you got to throw the ball deep, you know, and at that point they got to hang on and protect as well as they can. But we're going to use tight ends as often as we can and running backs to help chip and help muddy up that protection for the D-line and really just try to get the ball out of Brady's hand as fast as we can.
How much does a full house, a full Liberty Bowl, help you guys on Saturday?
Oh, it's tremendous, and I really mean that. You know, it was the same way we play Ole Miss. You know, you step out of the tunnel, you come out for warm-ups, and there's just a buzz in the air. And all of a sudden, their intensity and their adrenaline, everything just goes to another level. And we as coaches, we can just get out of the way because we know our players are going to just be sky high. And we just hope at that time they can focus and trust their technique and play a solid game.
Hey, Coach, we know you're really busy this week. We appreciate the time, as always.
Go get them, Coach. Thank you for this.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate you.
He is offensive coordinator over at the University of Memphis, Kevin Johns. Appreciate his time during what must be a very busy week. All right, every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. Earlier today, we had on Kirk Herbstreit. It was a great interview. Appreciated his time. He was very generous to do it. And at the end of the interview, I got a little cheeky. I got a little cheeky, Jason, and I asked him, would he be riding to Memphis with his neighbor, Justin Timberlake? And it provoked an answer that has stirred some controversy on Twitter. And we wanted to run this back and kind of see where we are after the second listening on whether or not Justin Timberlake will be at game day. Let's do it. Is JT riding with you to Memphis? I know you guys are neighbors. Is Justin Timberlake riding with you to the city of Memphis when you come down?
Oh, I wish. I think he's shooting a film in Louisiana, I think, because I know we reached out to him this week to see if there was any possibility of getting him as our celebrity picker. So no, he will not be with me. Unfortunately, he is out of the state.
Okay. So there you go. He said he will not be with me. I wish.
We reached out for any chance that he could be our celebrity picker.
Is there a lot of room for interpretation there?
No, not after I listened back.
I mean,
I'm more sure of it than I was the first time I heard it.
And I, you know, in the moment, this is why I didn't want to commit when I was in real time.
Yeah.
He said no.
Let's play it one more time for because we got some hard heads out there. Is JT riding with you to Memphis? I know you guys are neighbors. Is Justin Timberlake riding with you to the city of Memphis when you come down? Memphis when you?
Oh, I wish. I wish. I think he's shooting a film in Louisiana, I think, because I know we reached out to him this week to see if there was any possibility of getting him as our celebrity picker. So no, he will not be with me. Unfortunately, he is out of the state.
Unfortunately, I mean, I don't think this is a man who was trying to be tricky.
That sounds pretty.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean,
you're 100%
did at the
right.
Time. Yeah.
No, you're right.
When I heard it the first time.
I didn't hear it the first time. I heard it now. Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
And people are taking issue with the way that I tweeted it. I tweeted exactly what he said.
Well, people take issue when they get news that they're not necessarily. Yeah.
Welcome to Twitter. Well,
Kirk Herbstreit said that ESPN reached out to Justin Timberlake about possibly being the celebrity guest picker on Saturday, but he's in Louisiana shooting a movie. That is what Kirk Herbstreit said. We played that for you twice. voice three times if you heard the original interview. It ain't going to be JT. I mean, hey, I hope it's the world's greatest con, Jason, and I hope that they bring JT from the rafters.
Why would Herbie want to lead us astray?
Correct. That is exactly right. Now, TJ from Twitter just tweeted us this, and I think we should address it. The special guests for game day are sometimes just random.
Oh, I answered him.
John Goodman lives in Louisiana, but all of his roots and ties are in Missouri. It could be anybody from Tennessee. They don't have to have a correlation to the university. I suppose that is true, but in a place like Memphis, you got to have somebody connected to the city or the university. Like, there's just no two. Like, what are they going to
do? Oh, my God. Yeah. That crowd will go bananas if it's some renegade guest.
What are they going to do, roll out a Big Crit? I mean, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Hold on now. There's some Big Crit fans in town.
I know.
I'm one of them.
I love Big Crit.
But we'd all be Googling trying to figure out who it is at first, though, to your point.
Yeah, I love Big Crit, but it's like,
if you're going to give me a rap star, go get me three six.
Yeah, or Gotti or
somebody rap.
Really anybody except Off. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. So anyway, I don't know. Listen, if you guys felt like I misrepresented it in the tweet, I apologize, but I don't.
I think TJ's got a great point that it could be someone not associated with the city or the program, but you got to imagine too, and they've talked about this. We said it earlier. They love getting that crowd engaged and going. And the way you do that, and look, Pat McAfee is a dude that's got over a million followers. It's weird as a former punter or whatever the heck he was in, kicker in the NFL. He's got this energy, right? And that's part of the reason why they got him on Get Up. He was there last week. He gets the crowd hype. If it's a guy like that, right, that's sort of a hype man like McAfee tends to be, then that will work. But you just, for Memphis, typically it's one of our own that you feel like, okay, that makes the most sense. So I just feel like, sure, it might be someone, but you feel like their first pick is going to be someone that's either connected to the program or to the city.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe they go outside of that, but if you're trying to get that crowd super involved, I figure it's going to be one of those two.
Now,
someone that's
McAfee's from Brookings. So.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that.
The movie that JT is shooting, by the way,
hell, I think it was TJ told me like they just pulled him out their tails. I should have known he went there.
It's called Palmer, and they literally start filming. It sounds like this weekend, according to the.
Well, maybe that's the reason. Is that
you know, it's like
the
start it starts. I mean, you can't just like lead when you're the leading role. I mean,
you can't for an hour.
It's like gonna be
on
an
a private
hour.
Plane.
Is it gonna be an hour? How long does it take?
I'm saying how long is he going to be on the set here in Memphis? Is what I'm saying. So imagine the flight's even less. The flight from Louisiana to Memphis, Tennessee?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know the ins and outs of a production, but I mean,
I'm saying is that you could get back on set pretty quickly. That's what I'm saying, even if it is first day.
Well, is it 3 hours? You got to carve out 3 hours.
Yeah.
Of your day getting there, getting back?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if it's the first day of shooting, then what? You got the rest of eternity to get it shot as well. This isn't like it's got to be, it's the deadline. They're under the gun. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know, you'd like it for it to be JT, sure. It's disappointing.
Do you really not want to know what the movie's about?
Sure.
I'll tell you. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, what's so important?
It's the story, Jason, of an ex-con returning home after his prison sentence, which is weird since Justin Timberlake never comes back to his.
Oh my gosh! What about from
you didn't give me any love for that line. That was a good line. Thank you,
Brad.
It was good. It was good.
What? No one has said this. People have said Al Green. I've gotten a few that we've said,
Priscilla.
So I haven't repeated everything. But no one has said this name that 5150 brings. Peyton Manning.
He does own the Memphis Grizzlies. He is the majority owner.
Wife's from here.
Yeah, Peyton.
Hold on, Brad. You're X-ing that. You're X-ing Peyton Manning?
Yeah, you X Peyton Manning.
But he's Tennessee though. That is a problem.
Way UT. That crowd will absolutely throw stuff at him.
They wouldn't throw stuff out of respect for Peyton.
This is Memphis.
His wife is from here. They wouldn't throw.
Yeah, I love it. But
if he comes out in a blue blazer, he better come out and he better denounce the orange.
He would be so good in that role, though, that heel role.
You want them to have a heel celebrity guest figure?
Oh, he'd be hilarious. And his wife's from here.
I know that.
I'm not against it. Not certainly. I bet you nobody throws a tomato at him.
You can't have a Tennessee alum. I understand. You know, I believe me. Like if not for that one fact. I'm all on it. Like, I love it, you know. But because of that reason, I don't think you can trot him out there. He'll get booed.
He's part owner of the Grizzlies.
Man, they don't care about the damn Grizzlies tomorrow morning or Saturday morning.
Y'all ain't keep him from owning the Grizzlies because he went to UT. You got real common sense. You like his money.
No, but this is a University of Memphis production here, you know?
I understand that.
You know, and this is where it gets the web gets tangled because it's on Beale Street. You think we could just have anybody.
Man, you'd have them folks crunk.
You think Peyton Manning would have the folks crunk?
Mr. DirecTV.
You think Peyton Manning would have them crunk down there?
Oh, you think they'd leave?
I think they would.
Hell no.
They would boo him.
That's engagement.
Well, it is.
That is a form of engagement
twist.
At the end of the show.
Hey, listen, it's the city that once had Jerry Lawler versus
Look,
Andy Kaufman.
Me, like, they don't mind booing. Believe me, Lee Corso does it all the time when he picks against where he's at. They don't mind the booing. They're just as good with the booing as they are with the cheering, is what I'm telling you.
Scotty Oates.
That's true.
I just thought it was an interesting idea.
Scotty Oates said Peyton would come out in the brightest orange you can find. Which, you know.
And he'd be laughing, and he'd play it up, and wait on one of y'all. Well, you throw it to me, you're going to get escorted up out of there.
And pick against Memphis? I just don't think Memphis deserves that.
Again, y'all act like his wife ain't from here, like he's not tied to the Grizzlies. He's got no Memphis ties.
And remember, he once worked out at L.A. Fitness.
Hell, he's at the other country club he's been to before.
But I just feel like Memphis needs somebody that didn't go to Tennessee for their celebrity guest pick.
The idea that you will have all those Beale Street restaurants, bars down there with all that Tiger stuff hanging off that we've seen Drew Hill's tweeting from there with Peyton Manning sitting there. That one a little bit far-fetched, but again, I think he would embrace the role and be good in it.
Yeah. So anyway, I think the Memphians are weighing in on this. Hell no for Peyton Manning. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting twist, Jason, but I just don't think we can do that. We don't need to take any.
We still got people holding on to hope that they think it'll be Timberlake. Y'all go right ahead.
Why? I mean, Brad, play that audio again.
I don't know. Is it even necessary?
Let me find.
We're gonna beat people over the head with this. I think it's pretty definitive at this point. To be honest,
it is definitive.
Is JT riding with you to Memphis? I know you guys are neighbors. Is Justin Timberlake riding with you to the city of Memphis when you come down?
Oh, I wish. I think he's shooting a film in Louisiana, I think, because I know we reached out to him this week to see if there was any possibility of getting him as our celebrity picker. No, he will not be with me. Unfortunately, he is out of the state.
People
triggered by this news.
To me, the most, like,
don't kill the messenger.
The most definitive part is, I know we reached out to him this week about any possibility of him being the guest picker.
And, so they're from the get-go.
And then, you know.
Any chance, he says.
Unfortunately, he's out of the state. Like,
y'all beat Peyton, act like you lost to him.
Well, I know, but, like, he still went to Tennessee, though.
I know I'm getting beat over the head with it. I like Peyton, but I would boo the crap out of him. I know that. Well, that's engagement.
Well, Jason is saying he wants you to boo him.
I like the heel idea after further review.
I mean, you beat Peyton Manning. You'd love him.
You can bring Peyton out, but don't make him the guest picker, you know? Don't make him that.
Which is such a huge part of the show, as you pointed out earlier,
no,
right?
But the
which you care so. It's such a huge part when you found out earlier that JT's not coming. You say, it's just a throwaway segment anyway.
No, but the guest
now
picker should
so
be at least
again.
Somebody from Memphis. You know, I mean, at least it should be somebody from Memphis or who has a connection to the university.
Penny's bigger
I agree
than
with
Manning,
that. I agree with that. But we just pointed out to the TJ's point that we said it didn't have to be. Mm-hmm. We both say that seems like what they'll do and likely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but if you were running it, you would put Peyton up there?
My God.
I'm just asking.
I've said Jerry Lawler, Al Green. I've said someone else's idea of Peyton, and y'all want to pin this ish to me.
Oh, I didn't know somebody else had the idea.
I read it off Twitter. Is anybody listening?
Oh,
I heard you.
The Wisener, 5150. I said, here's an idea I haven't heard.
Yeah. I mean, it's just an idea.
I know it's easier, though, to pin it on me, though. It's much easier when you hear it that way.
Well, I mean, you just said it. I mean, you know.
It's a matter of listening.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Nobody has to get upset. I mean, this is.
Not upset.
Game day is making everybody so tense.
It's constantly miscast.
We
constantly don't hear what Jason's.
No, I think it's a, you know, if it was your idea, it was a great idea.
It wasn't my idea.
Whoever's idea it was a great idea. I don't think we had to, like, I just don't understand. I'm very confused about this. I really am. I don't think there needs to be anybody getting upset about this. Honest to God.
I'm not upset. I made it clear that you just said it was my idea and I said that it wasn't. I read it.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. Yeah. I think I'm good, dude. Like, I'm not upset.
Okay.
You know, lots more to come here on the show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Give you your chance to be a part of game day. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is the official station for ESPN game day in Memphis. Live from Beale Street, it's Reese.
Hey, Reese, it's Gary. Thanks for being here. I appreciate your time, and I can't wait to see you this weekend. Everybody's excited you're going to be in town.
We're really looking forward to it, Gary. I think it's going to be a great scene, obviously, with the season that Memphis is having.
Desmond.
I'm glad that we get a chance to go there and put the spotlight on it. I'm excited about what they're doing there. I think, aren't they favorite in this game?
Along with 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason Fitz from Golic and Wingo.
The power of game day has already started, and I do believe, and I'll say this loud and proud, not just because because I love coming on with you guys. I think Memphis would be an incredible host, and this game is a great opportunity to show two programs that deserve some shine right now.
We are Memphis.
Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
Listen to ESPN College Game Day Saturday morning on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
What do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at ATCFitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
If you like piña coladas and getting
spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand, so you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Roll it, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me. About a brick. I got bare buns on my wrist. Blow your college fund. Hold my out the slum, taking a chance, tone, time and gun. Left out of school, start selling rocks, bought me a drop. Cut of your frames, cut of your reins, cut of your socks. Homicide gang, they gon' put you on Fox. Poutine ran up a whole M sitting in the box.
So I got a text this morning. Basically from some ESPN folks, and they wanted to know what should be featured. What should we feature on Countdown to Game Day? What should we look for? What are the great stories? Just to give you an idea, you know, they really want to show the spirit of the place. Ice cream places, they've done in the past. They've done food stuff. They've done campus spots. So if it were up to you, What would you suggest? Where's a spot you would like them to go? What's a particular part of Memphis you would like them to see and to be showcased? And I'll wrap up all these ideas and send them on up to ESPN. And maybe your idea will be the one. Maybe your idea will be the one they end up going with. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
You know, it's two places in mind for me. First of all, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
But you know, you guys left off something, and it's the most iconic, one of the most iconic signs on Beale Street. Desmond Howard was asking about a place that he could buy vinyl. It's a place right down Beale Street called Memphis Music. And they can tell the story of different artists, but they have a wide range of music there, without a doubt. But also, you know, I like to see them go to Stax Music also, because Stax is pretty much the heart of when that Memphis sound came out. It was one of the biggest sounds. You had an artist that was there that won a Oscar, and he's a very decorated artist at the time. Should have a street named after him also, Black Moses Isaac. So I just think that they should tell their story also, but go there to Memphis Music so Desmond can also get the music that he's looking for.
Dig that, Tony. Thanks for the call, man. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Where should Countdown to Game Day feature? What about Memphis should Countdown to Game Day feature? We are calling on you, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on.
One place I think they should try out and feature is the Meadow Museum. It's awesome. And I also heard there's little birdies out there that said that Priscilla Presley has been contacted to be the guest picker.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of that. I've gotten a few texts about that, a few tweets about that. That makes some sense. You know, Priscilla, obviously, with her history, and we know that you can never go wrong with Elvis, so there's no doubt about that. She makes some sense. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What should Game Day and Countdown to Game Day feature this weekend? We go to Jake. Jake, you're on.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to play the hits. I think that a great thing would be going to Sun Studio. You do Stax, you kind of feature some of the music places in the town. But with Sun Studio, you have the Million Dollar Quartet. And then they can throw up the Million Dollar Quartet of the four Memphis running backs lately that should be part of the Memphis running back Million Dollar Quartet with Pollard, Henderson, Taylor, and now Gamewell.
Interesting.
That's clever.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Jake. Appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776. We've talked about St. Jude. We've talked about National Civil Rights Museum. I think the key with this particular segment that they're looking at about doing is, you know, fun and sort of lightheartedness and things along those lines. So kind of, you know, in that vein, in that spirit, what do you think should be the pick? We go to Jawa. Jawa, you're on.
Hey, what's up, man? Of course, it should be St. Jude. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Meadow Museum, get out of here. Who goes to the Meadow Museum anyway? Second, I really think they should do a full coverage on the past and history of University of Memphis football. Because I've been here 21 years, man. This is the greatest moment of University of Memphis. So I think it should go with St. Jude and then start with the history of the football team.
Well, they're going to do the history of the Memphis football team, you got to feel like, just as part of the broadcast. This is kind of like outside of that job. This is
right.
is kind of like, you know, like just the city and stuff that's not necessarily obvious.
Right.
Like the Meadow Museum.
Nobody don't go to the Meadow Museum except white people.
Okay, Chawa. Thanks for the call.
Peace out, brother. Stay safe and don't drink too much cider.
Yeah.
Amen.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We got a direct line to ESPN. We're trying to feature the right place, the right story, the right part of Memphis. Let's go to Brett, who's in North Memphis. Brett, you're on.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, guys. I would definitely try to get, as far as a guest speaker is concerned, try to get somebody like Penny. Try to get somebody who has some synergy with Memphis, and we can create this sports success and just kind of keep this ball rolling, so to speak. And I love the fact that this is going to be such a huge draw economically, not only on Saturday, but also like in the long term of how much money this is going to bring in. I mean, the football team, I mean, they've been good for about 6 years now, and I'd love to see them generate some money, and maybe we're, I don't know how many years away we're talking, but maybe we could put a stadium on campus one of these days too, to kind of create, to kind of go from a college city to more of a college town. Well,
yeah.
That's all I got, guys.
Brett, thanks for the call, man. 535-3776-535-ESPN. People are saying Jerry Snow Cones. That certainly seems to be a spot they could feature as well. Let's go to John. John, you're on.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Listen, I agree with a lot of what everybody else was talking about. My favorite place I think they had to showcase would be Ernestine and Hazel's. Mm. I mean, it's a fun place. Hey, I know what you're talking about, but some soul burgers, you know, come on, let's face it. You know, people do have beers on game day.
Yeah, no doubt. I like that. I like that a lot. Thanks for the call, John. 535-377-6535-ESPN. So Countdown to Game Day wants to do a 60-second feature. They want to do a 60-second piece on something related to the city of Memphis outside of the University of Memphis, or maybe even, you know, on campus. Something that you feel like maybe is underrepresented or deserves a little bit of a national spotlight. What would be your recommendation? We're going to sort of round up all these ideas and send them up. 535-377-6535-ESPN. We go to Bob, you're on.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dan. I called in. By the way, I just had a tooth extracted, so my tongue's all thick. I mentioned a while ago in a tweet about music, but I changed my mind. I was kind of thinking maybe the downtrodden fan, the guy who I've been going to games since Crump Stadium, the guy who sat through rain when we were 0 and finally won one to break the longest streak in the United States. The Vanilla Gorilla, this guy that dresses up with all the face paint, and I can't think of the guy's name, all the fans who have stuck it out, and just the diehardness of the fan base and how we're finally back, and we got a program we can be proud of.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who are kind of icons you could pick from that that would be kind of fun and interesting.
Yeah.
That's my 2 cents.
Bob, thanks for the call. I'm sure there will be some sort of segment dedicated to just how far Memphis has come, no question about it. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Toby. Toby, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yo.
What's up, man?
Hey, I was thinking maybe one part of Memphis that's really a pretty cool part of Memphis that's been pretty underrepresented is our breweries, like our craft beer. We got some pretty awesome craft beer makers here in Memphis, like Wiseacre and Memphis Made. Ghost River, High Cotton, you know, things of that nature. Maybe we could get our Memphis beer some shine.
I like that.
Spotlight on us.
I like that. There are a ton of craft breweries here. You're exactly right. We will pass it along, Toby. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Corey. Corey, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo.
Hey, so I was thinking, I haven't heard anybody say it, but, you know, we got our Roots Barbecue tradition. The obvious ones are Rendezvous and, you know, a few others, but I would go with Payne's Barbecue. Pretty unique spot, unique flavors, kind of under the radar.
Yeah, Corey, thanks for the call. There are some people on Twitter who have said Crosstown Concourse, and maybe there's a way you could kind of, analogize that with with Memphis football, right, Jason? You can kind of like say, hey, once upon a time there was no hope for Crosstown Concourse. Now look at it. Now it's a vibrant community. Now it's like one of the hot spots in Memphis, kind of like, you know, the rise of Memphis football. That would make some sense for sure. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Trell. Trell, you're on.
Yeah, man, I was trying to ask about the question from earlier. Why we can't have Young Dolph as a celebrity?
Because his last performance at Memphis Madness left a lot to be desired. You know, if you could tell me, if you could promise me that his energy was going to be up at, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, I'd be down for it. But can you promise me that, Trell?
I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of Young Dolph, man. I think he's holding the city down right now.
Okay. Appreciate it, Trell. Thanks for the call. 535-377. Was that Young Dolph? 535-3776. We go to Carl. Carl, you're on.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing this evening?
What's up, brother?
Listen, how about the Civil Rights Museum?
Yeah, we've thrown that out there. We've certainly thrown that out there.
You can't go wrong. John saying the idea is light. Civil Rights Museum was my first. I think St. Jude, you put that right with it. But if the idea is light and they're trying to go fun, I just want you need more than 60 seconds to tell that story, as you know.
You're definitely right.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Thank you.
Carl, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Terry Davis says game day should go to LA Fitness to see why they are always empty. We are so many people overweight in Memphis. okay, let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you're on.
Hey, fellas.
Yo.
So you do Stax, Arden, and Sun. You do the recording studios.
Okay, certainly that's. I'm sure that's been on the docket. Appreciate the call, Timothy. 535-377-6535-ESPN. We go to Jason in North Memphis. Jason, you're on.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Yo.
I got a guest and I hang out. What about Steven? Stephen Gaskowski. And I hang out.
As a guest picker or what?
As a guest picker, he can bring his rings and just mm-hmm. show them off.
That's not bad, but I mean we kind of have eliminated D'Angelo and Isaac Bruce.
Just one thing I got to go back to. Pat McAfee went where? I thought he went to West Virginia.
I don't know where he went to school.
I thought
he's from Brookings.
Got you.
He went to West Virginia.
People were asking us about it.
Yeah, he did go to West Virginia, but I guess he's...
says born Plum, Pennsylvania. I'm not... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's not... I don't know what his connection to Brookings is. It says he went to Plum High School in Plum, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the connection was there. Anyway, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Andy. Andy, you're on.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good. What's
well,
up,
brother?
Good. Thanks, man. Appreciate you having a lot of great ideas thrown out today. Really good show today. Really enjoying listening to it. A couple of spots I'd throw out are maybe the arcade downtown. You can go sit in the Elvis booth and all that stuff and the stories behind it. Over 100 years that it's been in Memphis. Or maybe Alex's Tavern, still one of the greatest places to go see a football game or anything else in Memphis.
Amen to that.
Thanks for the call and for the kind words. 535-3776.
Well, maybe he's not from
Brookings. No, he's not. He's very clearly not from
Brookings. The broadcast was there, and they just randomly brought him in?
Well, there's some connection with Adam Vinatieri.
Why would you bring somebody random in?
There's some connection with Adam Vinatieri that I'm unclear on.
The point I was making was he's essentially just a hype man, and he has that power. He's able to go into places like that. He's got over 1 million followers, but that was the point, that he wasn't from there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Jeff in East Memphis. Jeff, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, Jason and John?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Hey, first off, John, I want to say Chief Kingdom in the house, man.
Okay, all right.
And how about, since you're coming out here for the Tigers, man, how about a University of Memphis staple? How about Ching's Wings?
How about a University of Memphis staple, the Wing Guru? How's that?
No, man, you
stuck in 2009, dog. You stuck in 2009. I mean, that's the problem, you know. We got to show the rest of the nation that things have changed, okay?
Well, I mean, there's one that's an official sponsor of the Tigers, and there's one that's not.
Exactly. I mean, come on now. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're on.
Hey, man, ma'am, Memphis Athletic Ministry.
Yeah, man.
Doing so much for the kids
around. A treasure for the city. There's no question.
And a lot of people don't know about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep. No doubt. Like that, man. Thanks for the call, Ken. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Chris.
A lot of good for a lot of people. He's absolutely right.
Chris on Twitter says they should feature the Levitt Shell, 50 free shows a year that bring people together from all corners of Memphis.
You'd have to have been here and gotten some footage already.
right. But I appreciate the suggestion there. Yeah, for sure. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on.
Yeah. Can I get in on the guest picker?
I guess.
What about Tubby? Tubby got a tie to Memphis.
Well,
we done Tubby wrong.
Yep, that's right. We sure did. Maybe this is the way we make it right. Oh, what? He's getting $10 million to go away? I think we've done him right enough. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Listen, we're looking for suggestions. What can we pass along to ESPN in their Countdown to Game Day production? In terms of what they should feature, what should be sort of the place they go and shine a light on that's maybe not obvious or maybe doesn't always get the love. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on.
Hey, Jason and John.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Have you talked about the Peabody?
We have not mentioned the Peabody.
Nobody's mentioned the Peabody.
But it feels like the Peabody gets all the coverage.
Okay.
I mean, I think everybody kind of knows the score. But, I mean, we'll put it on the list, but I think everybody kind of knows about the Ducks and everything like that.
But it's a fun thing you could cover.
For sure.
Easy and fun.
For
sure. I think it falls in that category for starting the duck walk.
Yeah. I want to say they might have done that when basketball came for game day, however many years ago that was. Let's go to Lanier. Lanier, you're on.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Love your show.
Appreciate it.
I have one I don't think I've heard yet. What about some shots of the FedEx hub and all those jets parked out there?
Okay, the FedEx hub, that is certainly an idea, and we will put it on the list.
Fred would love it.
And maybe there's a way you can make that kind of fun, but, I mean, that's probably more going to come off more as an advertisement for FedEx than anything else, which I there's nothing wrong with that, but that's probably what it would look like. Let's go to Corey. Corey, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo.
Hey, man.
I don't know. I've only been down here 4 years. I'm from Central Illinois, but man, when I came down here, the wrestling aspect, the history of Memphis wrestling, mm-hmm. and everything still kind of lingering here and growing, and with Jerry and everything. I don't know. It just seems like something that was pretty prevalent to me when I moved down here still, and I still enjoy seeing those guys and talking about it. But then some of the up and coming wrestling that's going on around here, it's just Memphis. You know, Memphis wrestling. It seems like, you know.
Yeah, Corey. Thanks for the call.
Jerry Lawler.
Somebody mentioned. The goats at Silky's. You know, you could do something fun with that. I mean, that's probably not necessarily something that a lot of people outside of Memphis know. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on.
Yeah, let's go with Shane Battier. He had a restaurant here.
Shane Battier for a guest picker. Okay, he had a restaurant here.
He also played for the Grizzlies.
We're not really thinking some. We're not taking submissions on guest pickers, though. We kind of already did that. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on.
Hey, guys. Know this might seem kind of off, but they need to take them to go see that lady who's been protesting for like 20,000 years.
Down Civil Rights Museum.
That's not lighthearted, though. That's fun.
That lady's a phenomenal person. Have you ever had a chance to talk to her?
Well, I mean, but like, is it going to be something that, is going to warm the heart on countdown to game day?
Yeah, once you find out how long she's been out there living.
Okay. Well, we'll pass it along, man. Appreciate the call, Chris. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Again, to give you some context of what they normally do with this segment, they go to ice cream spots and famous food spots and campus spots, things like that. So just to kind of give you an idea. Let's go to Fred. Fred, you're on.
Yeah, man, I was going to suggest, I know you said that's how I was looking for vintage record spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I say Shangri-La on the square in that area because they'll be doing a lot of live concerts outside down that way on the square this weekend.
Yeah. 535-3776-535-3776. What should game day and countdown to game day feature this weekend? We go to Tyler. Tyler, you're on.
What's up, guys? The guy before me said exactly what I was going to say. They should probably do the square, especially with how close it is to the Liberty Bowl. It's an awesome place to go see games. It's really relevant to Memphis. I think it'd be cool.
All right, a couple more. We'll take a couple more. And, again, we're going to send the best of these up to ESPN, and maybe your idea will be the one they go with. Let's go to Kirk, Troy, and then Tanner, and then we'll cut it off. Kirk, you're on.
Yeah, so how about the new basketball facility?
Okay, they could certainly do the new basketball facility. That's an idea. Let's go to Troy. Troy, you're on.
Mongo or Paula Rayford's?
Prince Mongo would
Mongo
be great.
Always going to get a daily submission.
Prince Mongo actually might be a good idea for that one, as opposed to being the celebrity.
I don't know what the house is like these days, and it's all decorated and you have one anymore, but that's always a fun thing.
Yeah, actually, I do kind of like that idea.
What do you guys think of the Paula Rayford's idea?
That's certainly it's not going to be, you ain't going to have much going on Saturday morning at Rayford's, but you know, I mean, unless you got like 3 o'clock in the morning, then you'll have something going on. And then we go to, last word on this, we go to Tanner. Tanner, you're on. Tanner. No words.
You lost him.
So anyway, there you go. Thanks to everybody that submitted. And we got some on Twitter too. And I'll send the best ones of these up. I really like the craft breweries, to be honest with you. The Prince Mongo house is kind of funny. Like I can see like Fitz going to his house and just kind of doing like a stand up in front of everything.
Mongo's house.
Yeah, like
I haven't been by there in a while. Is it still?
I don't know. I guess decorated. That's the question. I guess that's the like. Does he still have a lawn chair on the roof? You know, I guess that would be a key requirement. But yeah, like I would say, like if it wasn't. If this game was happening a little earlier and not past Halloween, Voodoo Village would have been a great place for it. But be careful, you know, make sure you can get out. But definitely stop by Voodoo Village and showcase that. But anyway, some really good ideas. We'll submit the best of them, and maybe they go with yours. Maybe yours is the pick. It'll be interesting. All right, we will come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us in the third hour. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Making an ESPN game day sign? That means 92.9.
Just put 92.9 FM ESPN on your game day sign, and you could win tickets to the Grizzlies' Mike Conley homecoming game, plus a 92.9 studio experience. Show us your sign at 92.9ESPN.com, and then bring it to Beal on Saturday to get it on TV.
Put 92.9 on your sign. ESPN in Memphis means 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Radio.com cash is coming up at 1 p.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN. Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply, new business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Are you looking for a stress reliever? Why not a massage or facial from Massage Envy Spa? With 4 convenient locations, you can go today. Our licensed massage therapists will melt your stress away. Or for more pampering, try our special services, including chemical peels and microdermabrasion. Massage Envy Spa. In Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue, and our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to stream and you got emails that you got to reply all to. And that's why you need Xfinity to get through the day. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement, or get 4 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Are you tired of running out of hot water? Always the last in line for a cold shower? It's time to ditch that old tank water heater and get endless hot water with a Renai tankless water heater. Right now, for a limited time, we're offering financing at 0% interest. Give us a call today to schedule your free in-home estimate, 624-1401. That's 624-1401, or find us on the web at bestcarehomeservices.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
He did the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
He did the Mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the Mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
So the Memphis Grizzlies made an announcement earlier this morning. They sent an email out. Haig McDowell, who we all know and love, been a part of the broadcast team with the Grizzlies for the last 13 seasons. Obviously played at Memphis State, you know, played in the NBA for quite some time. He announced his retirement from that role with the Memphis Grizzlies, and Jason Wexler said, Hank has gone through so much the last few months, and he has done so with grace and courage and strength. Fans all over Grizz Nation routinely tuned in to hear Hank's game analysis the past 13 years. He is special not only to Grizzlies basketball and Tigers basketball, but to Memphis as a whole. We will miss having him as a part of our broadcast team. Obviously, we know that Hank had emergency brain surgery, you know, earlier in the fall. So, yeah, You certainly and there was some you certainly hate to see that though you hate to see that and hope that you know you wish him well, and you hope that Hank finds some peace over the next few years.
I think he has. I think, and you'll hear it here in a minute. You know, it was kind of shocking, I'm not going to lie to you, this morning when you see the Grizzlies tweet out the news that Hank's stepping down or has made the decision to step down, because just a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, Mark Giannotto wrote the column that Hank had come back from brain surgery, as you said, and his intention was to get right back on the radio. His intention right. was barely to miss any time, to jump right back in. And I think, and maybe you'll sort of hear some of it if we can pull it up, and we'll get, if we can't get to it, we'll get to it later. But you could hear sort of the relief when he's talking to Eric Hasseltine about this decision that to go ahead and step it down, that the idea of getting right back, while maybe a couple of weeks ago that sounded, you know, like what he wanted, because it's what he knows. It's, he gets back into the season. It's what he knows ever since his career. Like, you get back into the grind of basketball.
Right.
The idea, right, that I can slow down and that's okay. Right. It almost seemed to give him some comfort, at least in terms of what I heard from his talk with Eric Hasseltine. So we will all miss his voice. There's no question. But right. there's a part of me that is super happy for him that, again, he's not feeling pushed into anything. He's not feeling rushed or, hey, this is just what I do. Do like he said, you know, it's a time to smell the roses, to enjoy your family.
No doubt.
Especially after you just come so close to something that was potentially life-threatening.
Yeah.
It's a good time right now to just sort of take everything in.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for him that he's come to that decision.
I think we have a little bit of that conversation with Eric Hasseltine. This is a snippet of it, and the full one is available on Grizzlies on their Twitter account.
Grand City Media, we're sitting in the conference room in FedEx Forum. Eric Hasseltine from the Grizzlies Radio Network, joined by 13 years my partner, Hank McDowell. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, yeah. Eric. It's a great day.
Wonderful to see you, but we do have some news, so let's get to that. What's been going on with you the last handful of weeks?
7 weeks ago yesterday, I had brain surgery. I was pretty close. And so I've been recovering from that. I just looked at it and, you know, I've got a lot of living to do. There's a lot of stuff I want to do. I've run this basketball race now for 50 years.
Yeah.
Broadcasting for 26. I tried to push myself back from this surgery. I gave myself a date, and I just can't do it.
So you're gonna step away.
What I've come up in my brain is like Forrest Gump. When Forrest Gump was running
forever. Of course you
forever,
did, yes, right.
You know,
yeah.
He just took off jogging, sure. And then he just stopped. I think it's in the Utah desert, that long
sure.
highway. And he just stopped and said, I'm tired.
I know this wasn't an easy decision. There's so
dude.
Many factors involved. I guess the first thing that I wanted to talk to you about is the support group, the family support, and everybody being there for you, and along with us, your secondary family.
So that was that's kind of a snippet. The full video is out there on the Memphis Grizzlies Twitter account.
Like I said, it's shocking to see it this morning when they announced it, because you know a couple of weeks ago Hank had put it out there. He's trying to get back quickly.
Yeah.
But you could almost hear it in his voice, like he talked about that basketball race he's run for the last 50 years.
No doubt.
He gets a chance to kind of get away from it a little bit and enjoy where he's at in his life right now,
yep.
Right? I heard him talking about his second grandchild being born, looking forward to that and those moments rather than the grind, because he has earned that, right? The right to sit back and cherish everything in the moments, because it doesn't happen if not for him. He doesn't. That beautiful family's not there to love on if not for him and Carol putting, you know, obviously that love in those years. So anyway, I am happy for Hank McDowell in the sense that he's going to have some time to reflect and really get healthy, and think about his kids and his grandchildren.
Well, he'll be missed on those Grizzlies broadcasts. You know, I mean, he was fantastic. He was very good at it. Great voice, great energy. Obviously, if you ever listen to those broadcasts here on 92.9, brought it every single night, and his insight will certainly be missed. So, best wishes to the great Hank McDowell. A good dude on top of everything else too. Just a good guy, good dude, good spirit about mm-hmm. him. So. Certainly, we wish him well in the next phase of his life, in retirement, I think, as the Grizzlies put it. So there you go. All right, we will come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us. We'll talk to him sort of about all the festivities, everything he's been doing, right, with the game day situation and all that stuff going on. We'll talk to him about that and more later in the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There's a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Chihuahua too?
Half bulldog, half Chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.